Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.
Hello and welcome to Money Girl's quick and dirty tips for a richer life. I'm your host, Laura Adams. If you're scared to even look at the envelope that holds your latest investment account statement, this episode is for you. When the financial markets are down, the true nature of our risk tolerance is revealed. Whether you're a riverboat gambler or a stuff-the-cash-in-the-mattress kind of person, you've probably been wondering what changes, if any, you should be considering for your investments right now. The most important rule of investing is to get your emotions out of the process. Fear and greed are very powerful motivating forces that can destroy portfolios. In other words, don't panic. This is because panic leads to rash decisions that may turn out to be bad decisions. Just like there's a waiting period for buying a gun, consider imposing a waiting period on yourself before making any large-scale investment decisions. Unless you're a seasoned, short-term trader, simply let your plan for any changes soak in for a day or two before you pull the trigger on them. Once you've done some deep breathing and exhaled out the panic, focus on what you can control. A majority of the factors in the economy that affect your portfolio are simply not under your control, so why worry about them? Mother Market is going to do what she sees fit. Your job is to observe what she does as calmly as possible, go with the flow, and react in the most rational way possible for your circumstances. If you're considering some changes to a 401k plan, for example, thoroughly research your options. Most plans offer an online account access to participants. If you're not sure what funds you're buying with your contributions, get in there and take a look. You'll see your balance for each fund, the percentage return over different time periods, the amount of company matching you may have received, and a lot more. Depending on your specific plan, you may not have a huge selection of funds in which to invest. Employer-based plans may only offer a dozen or so mutual funds. There is usually some type of cash management fund that invests in safe instruments like U.S. Treasuries, CDs, and other government securities. If you're feeling really frazzled, reallocating your money to more conservative funds is a way to step off the market playing field. There's nothing wrong with preserving your money by staying on the sidelines until your growth fund options turn around. And if you choose to sell your non-retirement accounts and hold them in real cash until rosier times, some investment gurus would pat you on the back right now, although other experts would encourage you not to succumb to panic by selling low. But please remember that although you can easily sell and buy funds within your qualified retirement accounts, there are regulations that impose a steep 10% penalty for actually withdrawing your funds early.
Stop punishing yourself with bland, chalky protein shakes and fuel your fitness with the best protein in the game at GNC. We've got the hottest brands and flavors that legit taste like cookies, your favorite cereal, indulgent desserts, and more. It's on at GNC.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion. and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily, for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double-action combo of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. To move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a Realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
It's important to keep up the habit of investing, or simply saving if you prefer. If you're unhappy with the fund choices in your employer-based plan, let Human Resources know. They may have the ability to add additional requested funds to your plan menu that would make you feel more at ease. Don't forget about the benefits you may be receiving from company matching. If you're fortunate enough to receive a percentage match on your 401k contributions, it can easily offset some losses in your account. There is an advantage to being in a bear market. It's called dollar cost averaging. This means buying a fixed dollar amount of an investment on a regular schedule. If you're making a level contribution of $200 per month to a retirement account, for example, this is what you're actually doing. Your $200 investment buys more shares when their prices are low and fewer shares when prices rise. This buy-and-hold strategy allows you to accumulate shares that will boost your portfolio when bullish times return and prices of those shares rally. However, you still need to be picky about what you're buying. Loading up on shares of a fundamentally bad stock or fund just because it's cheap doesn't make sense. There will be plenty of opportunities to buy solid stocks or funds that you may have thought were too expensive to own in the past. And speaking of bullish times, stay informed about the state of the market so when prices increase, you'll be ready to reallocate your money as best fits your circumstances. If you have a long-time horizon for retirement, you'll want to consider getting back into good growth funds to maximize your returns. But if you have less than 10 years to go for retirement, are highly risk-averse, or will need the funds in the short term, then staying in conservative options will be best for you. A smart portfolio always includes enough real cash, no matter where you keep it. I want to recommend that you shore up your emergency fund. Knowing you've got dollars in a safe place, such as an FDIC-insured bank, will give you confidence and help reduce stress. 3 to 6 months of living expenses should be your absolute minimum amount to have on hand as your own insurance policy against job loss or unexpected financial needs. It's said that knowledge is power. I do believe that gaining investment knowledge and staying on top of your portfolio can make you feel better because you feel more in control. That's easier said than done in bear markets, I know. But until the bulls are back in charge, if you feel the urge to panic, remember to act on what you can control and keep your long-term investment goals in sight. I'm glad you're listening. Go to quickanddirtytips.com for all my contact information or for a transcript of this show. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life. Since everyone's situation is different, this podcast is for educational purposes only and is not intended to be a substitute for seeking personalized professional advice.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it, between imagining living there breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics, because that's who we are.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.